The Book of Zechariah, Chapter 7. And we pick up our study today in verse number 1. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Zechariah, Chapter 7, verse 1. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, the month of Kislev. And so to translate that into our calendar, it is December 5th, 518 BC. The temple is almost finished. The priests may even be sacrificing animals at this time. Verse 2. The people of Bethel had sent Shazer and Regem Melech, together with their men, to entreat the Lord by asking the priests of the house of the Lord Almighty and the prophets, "Should I mourn and fast in the fifth month, as I have done for so many years?" And the "so many years" would be from 586 BC, when the Jews were deported to Babylon, until the present, 518 BC, when many had returned. Verse 4, "Then the word of the Lord Almighty came to me, 'Ask all the people of the land and the priest, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months for the past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted?' God asks, 'What was the real reason for fasting while you were in exile? Was it to please me, or was there some other motive?'" Verse 6. "And when you were eating and drinking, were you not just feasting for yourselves?" Motives mean as much to God as the actions they produce. The people had not fasted to please God when they were in exile. Whether it was eating or fasting, the people did it only for themselves. God knows what we're thinking. He knows our motives. So what can appear to be pious on the outside can be very fleshly and unholy in reality, and only God sometimes knows. 7. "Are these not the words of the Lord proclaimed through the earlier prophets when Jerusalem and its surrounding towns were at rest and prosperous, and the Negev and the western foothills were settled?" The Israelites had gotten in trouble in the past for living to please themselves instead of God. And here they are, years later, still doing the same old thing. Verse 8. "And the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah." This is what the Lord Almighty says: "Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. In your hearts, do not think evil of each other." God is saying, your religious activity doesn't matter if you do not obey me. If you are not treating each other with fairness, if you are not being kind and good to each other, then your sacrifices and your religious activity, your fasts, they are all worthless to me. They mean nothing. Verse 11. "But they refused to pay attention. Stubbornly, they turned their backs and stopped up their ears." The Israelites had been consistently rebellious. You know, everyone sins. But consistent rebellion, that is wickedness. There is a difference. 12. "They made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty had sent by His Spirit through the earlier prophets. So the Lord Almighty was very angry. No matter how many warnings God gave them, they would not stop sinning. They didn't want to please God. They did not want social justice. They didn't want to please God, and that's why God was angry. Verse 13. When I called, they did not listen. So when they called, I would not listen, says the Lord Almighty. They wouldn't listen to God when He said, repent or be punished. As a result, when they were being punished, God would not listen to them when they asked for mercy. 14. I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations where they were strangers. The land was left so desolate behind them that no one could come or go. This is how they made the pleasant land desolate. And the pleasant land became an unpleasant land after God's people were sent into exile. No one lived there. No farmers grew crops. As a result, weeds and wild animals took over. Next time, chapter 8. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.